I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, stop, mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. Turn it up Tuesday. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy, and am I turned up? Hell to the yeah. Anyway, tonight is going to be a crazy show. Got a crazy ass topic for y'all. I got a picture on my BBM the other day, and there is a picture of a chick, and it said that this dude had cheated on his girl. She waited till he went to sleep, and she literally shitted on him. So it has a picture of her bending over, her face is over his ass, and he has shit on his face. So I was like, what would you do if you cheated on your mate and they literally shitted on you? Like, what would you do? And some of the answers that I got are fucking crazy, 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 crazy. And tonight's special guest is Cuban Lee. You still like me. Like, I had the biggest crush on him as a young woman, you know, after the age of, in my late 20s, early 30s, I would have to say, yeah, 2002, shit, okay, wait a minute, let me see, I'm telling my age here, let me see, 2002, fuck, I may have been like 31, 32 maybe, and I had like the biggest crush on him, and that shit was like mad crazy, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of excited about that. already got people geared up about the little shitting on a person situation. So, you know, I always got to come up with some old crazy shit. But I didn't come up with it. Like I said, I seen the picture on Instagram. And this morning when I was driving home, I was like, you know what? That's going to be the topic of the day. I'm going to see how people feel. Me personally, I cheat on my dude, and that nigga decide he want to shit on me. I swear, yo, I'm not going to kill him, but I'm going to get an assault charge. I'm going to fuck him up so lovely he would wish that I had killed him. But, I mean, if my man cheated on me, would I shit on him? No, because I feel like that is the lowest. That is the nastiest shit that you could do to somebody. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all team piss on a person. I'm all, like, I will piss on a nigga quick if he asks me to. But shitting is just disgusting because it's, like, so much. I mean, man, y'all know what's all in shit. Germs, diseases, like, all kinds of stuff. And, like, if I was old dude, I would have kept the picture. And then let everybody see exactly what the fuck, the reason why I beat her ass, the reason why I drug her, the reason why that bitch might have hot oil on her or something. But, you know, if a person cheat on you, y'all ain't got to go to those lengths to leave them, you know, just leave them. Don't go out like that, because that's nasty, because just think about it. You shit on your baby, you shit on your man's face, or you shit on your woman's face, and they got kids, and then, you know, kids got to kiss their parents on the cheek, and that shit just ain't cool. I'm sorry. That's just how I look at it. I mean, it could be something different or whatever, but that's just me and, you know, my train of thought. So, you know how I do. Before we start getting into stuff, you know, I play a little bit of music. Hi, Mo. How you doing? I can't wait to hear your answer. So we're going to have to play a couple songs. Then we're going to come back and get ready for the topic, get ready for Cuban Link. And Miss Boss Lady is going to call in. Her and her friends, they already geared up, psyched up, and everything like that. So it is going to be crazy. So right now, I'm going to play I Do. Swag featuring Streets. This is like a really nice song. So here we go.
Hey, Swag, I see you. I'm fucking with you on these dark days, sunny night, man.
They call me Lil Shorty Hill, I see plenty by the bell. Street tell me in with Thusa, now my vision fits scale. I've been out here with piranhas, swimming harder than the shark. And these war wounds on my face, only proves I played it smart. Dead bodies never really let her tell about the AK. So I've been dodging bullets since that 7th grade melee. I fathered a few daughters, but my baby mama's ratchet, so I'm out this bitch. Curtis Snow, where the dope at, I'm packing. That bitch too rich, too extra. I downsize and then flex her. I go to work with that end over, don't whip back all the extra. That bitch you with too extra. I downsize and then flex her. I go to work with that end over, don't whip back all the extra.
See me, I go to work. Hot day, I'm a flipper. I do magic by the zone. Got the hay by the zipper. I got whatever you chose. And I go wherever I chose to. See me, I'm going head on. Got that trap. Already, cause you know I'm holding so on. I got whatever you choose, and I go wherever I choose.
Fourth quarter, we winning. My niggas all in that kitchen. That money all in my vision. I can't see you niggas, you tripping. Dumb major leave my block. I'm Nolan Ryan all in my city. Keep that work, I'm going ham. But keep them pigs out of my business. Shit, I'm plugged in with Sosa. That A1 is Yoda. Promethazine in my soda. Whip that work around and then Yoda. Promethazine in my soda.
Whip that work around and then Yoda.
I wrap it up and I zip it up and it's going across to that boulder.
Dog days, nigga, sunny nights. So bring it in, it's coming all white. Your money came ashore, I had to count it twice. Shit, that ratchet roll, it ain't working right.
Don't make me make your shit hot as a soul.
Don't make me do it.
Send them ghosts through like it, they making dough now.
Like,
oh, yeah, you already know I'm trapping, bitch.
Don't try your look, cause I'm packing me.
Don't make me make your school hot as a soul.
Don't make me do it.
Send them goons through like every day, make a note now.
Like,
oh yeah, you already know I'm trapping me.
Don't try your look,
don't be out of the work. Hot day, I'm a flipper. I do magic by the zone. Got the hay by the zipper. I got whatever you chose. And I go wherever I chose. Say me, I'm going ham. Got that trap. Fuck, and call me shorty already. Cause you know I'm holding something. I got whatever you chose. And I go wherever I chose.
That was I Do. Here's our good one. And then we're going to get back into the conversation. Stay on Fire. Trick Trick featuring Diesel.
Somebody better tell these guys, my picture don't always lie.
Swag, a.k.a. Dizzy the Don, featuring Street. And the second song was Stay on Fire, Trick Trick, featuring Diesel. I actually got the opportunity to watch them perform that song live. Oh, my God. That was a good show. I had fun. I got to say, I had fun. Mo, what the hell are you doing? What the hell? Mo? Hold on. I'm refreshing so I can bring him on. Oh, Lord. Let's not do this tonight. Hold on, y'all. Y'all already know my computer acting. Okay. I'm still trying to bring Mo in. What the hell? Let's see. And just keep going around. Let me refresh it and see what happens. Sorry about this, guys. It never fails. Ever I'm trying to do my damn show, this damn switchboard be acting crazy. I'm trying to bring Mo in, so I'm pulling my studio up again. Okay, let's try this again. Mo, are you there?
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Now, I see my future baby daddy on the line, too. Hey, Hart. Yeah, you don't know it yet, but he's my future baby daddy, even though I can't have no more kids. Now, Mo, you know, last Friday, you know, we was on the show. We wowed the fuck out. We actually had a really, 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 really good time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I seen this picture last night on Instagram, and I was coming home from work, and that shit made me laugh. And I was like, you know what? I really need to do a show about that. I mean, I need to do a topic about it. So I'm like, you know, tonight's going to be a crazy show anyway. I was like, so let me go ahead and put that out there. So, like, what in the hell would you do if the bitch you cheated on shitted on you, like, you know, like, took a good-ass dump on you while you were asleep?
Oh, that'd be a homicide.
You gonna kill her?
I'd kill her, bitch.
I mean, you wouldn't, like, just beat the fuck out of her, just one breath from her life. You were, like, literally just gonna beat the shit out. I mean, she already done shitted on you, so, I mean, there's really nothing left for you to beat out of her.
Nah, you're going to beat the life out of her. I'm going to do some time. This shit on me, I'm going to do some time. I'm sorry. And I might beat the case. This motherfucker, if I get a jury that agrees on what I agree with, I might be a free man afterwards. You sleep a bit, put some shit on you. God, kill out of there. That's like a nigga spitting in my face. I'm going to beat life out of him. Might not wake up.
I mean, that's degrading, but, like, with shit, well, all the diseases and germs, I mean, like, I don't know.
You know what? I'm going to hit it with her. I'm going to beat the shit out of her. If she got kids, I'm going to beat the shit out of her kids, too. I'm just like, how old are parents? So I'm going to beat the shit out of them, too. Everybody going to get the shit beat out. You want shit on me? I'm going to beat the shit out of everybody that exists in your family.
Oh, God. I'm so you beating the shit out of everybody? Even
everybody,
the grandma?
Grandma's going to get the shit knocked out of
them. I mean, I understand, like, in some cultures and certain sexual things that, you know, that could be a fetish, but I just can't see.
This doesn't make a
female.
A culture. You heard me? Just because you got a bunch of funky niggas out there don't mean it's a cultural thing. That's just funky niggas.
I mean, but you know, in Japan and China, their porn is way different than ours. It's very sickening. But, I mean, me as a woman, I don't even agree with that. Like, shitting on your nigga. You feel me? Because, like, what if y'all get back together and then, you know, y'all rubbing faces and you done shitted on this nigga? Like, you kiss him on his cheek, you done shitted on him. Like, what kind of, like, I don't know.
Yeah, she was sick. They didn't beat up on that?
I don't know. It was just a picture on Instagram. Like, me personally, I'm sorry. I would have put my fist in your ass. Like, I would have just really rammed something in your ass. So, like, the next time you think about just wanting the shit because you need the shit, it will be so fucking painful that you will never want to shit on another human being again.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm sick of pool stick on my ass.
Nah, I need something bigger than that. I mean, a broomstick is just like, I mean, yeah, it's going to hurt and everything like that.
The whole topic is sickening. Like, even she nasty for squatting over shitting on somebody. Like, the whole thought process, like, the nigga's nasty, and I mean, he didn't know he was getting shitted on, but like you said, the fetish. For you to have a bitch sitting there shitting on you, she nasty for squatting over shitting, you know what I mean? Unless he's on a toilet, and he's nasty too. Ah, that's just turned my soul. I just had some oodles and noodles. Y'all about to make me throw my noodles up.
I mean, I'm sure because, like, for me, I'm just like, the motherfucker that took the picture, like, how can you sit there and watch another motherfucker shit on another human being? So you would have to get it too. You know what I'm saying? You know, for that person going up on Instagram and not even getting flagged.
That's
so going up on Instagram, it's going up on, it's, when you put pictures on Instagram, you have the capabilities to post them on Twitter and Facebook at the same time. So that's three different social networks where motherfuckers are seeing you getting shitted on. Then they're looking at your chick ass like, man, I might have could have fucked her after her squatting and like taking a shit like that. I'm good.
Yeah, that just turned my stomach. That's disgusting.
I mean, ooh, if that was my brother and a bitch shitted on him and then put that shit out for the public to see, like, yo, for real, this bitch will get this size. Let me see, I'm looking at my Air Max right now. My 95, and their size 6 and kids, that bitch will get 2 sixes in her ass. That's like, what, 6 and 6 is 12? She'll get 12 inches of shoe in her ass, and she'll never, never shit again.
That's totally disgusting.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm all for piss on a nigga. I'm team piss on you. But shit on you, I can't do. I'm sorry. I'm out of my limit.
That's nasty too. What you mean you team piss on you? That darn same shit that I want with you.
Hey, look.
You ain't say team squirt. You know what I mean? A team nut in the face. You don't say team piss on you.
I piss on throwbacks. Motherfuckers that I'm going to throw back and ain't never going to have nothing else to do with. You feel me? Like, if I meet a dude, he's like, ooh, I just got this fantasy about you pissing on me. Word? Okay. Look, this is what you go. You don't have to pay for this piss because it's not
real. Hold on. Now, when you pissing on that nigga, you splatting piss all over you. You nasty.
Say what? No. No, because when I did it before, I stood up on the bed, right? And he was laying down on the bed. That shit ain't got me.
You stood up on a bed and you peed, and the pee that hit his body didn't splatter all on your legs. And then you on that same nasty bed, he probably had people pissing on, so you nasty.
Look, I'm just saying, Look. I'm a nasty bitch. I don't gotta lie. Shit.
Oh.
I'm a nasty bitch. But guess what, Mo? When I piss on you, I'm not gonna tell the world. What's up, Mo? Oh, how you doing?
Ain't no such thing as pissing on me. All right, won't be no Chocolate City show. Won't be no fucking Chocolate City no more. What the fuck happened to chocolate?
So, Mo, you're saying that if I piss on you, you're going to kill me? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, ain't no pissing on me. Nah, but that's white people type stuff.
That's
no.
What my
say.
You're
not
pissing on me, baby.
Just
squirt.
You know what? Y'all ain't got a front for the radio.
It's okay. No, I never had a female piss on me. Damn that.
That's a white. No disrespect to any white dudes listening. That's a white man's thing. That's not a nigga thing. We don't do that. We don't even. Look, come on. Our fetish is squirting in y'all face. That's our fetish.
Right.
You understand? We don't get fetish to squirting on. Don't squirt on. I don't even like when a bitch squirt on me. Like, bitch, come on. Just squirt that shit over there.
Shit, you never know. That might have piss into shit. Piss and other stuff.
Huh? Yeah, I know it's my fault you squirting, but shit, squirt that shit. Oh, no, don't squirt on my sheets. We going to fight.
Well, how about giving her some head and she end up coming on a period?
Man, this is, you just said it's a man squirt with a cone. That shit feel like you done cut a main vessel or something. Shit just starts squirting out blood. That's bad.
Oh, my God. Y'all are so gross.
Hey, that's a real talk right there.
A bitch squirt and she catch a period at the same time. I think that would be like...
Yeah, no respect right there. Dang that.
Chocolate, we talking realistically. If you pissed on a nigga, it was a white boy or some big, fat, thirsty nigga.
Right.
It was a guy, a normal guy. He wasn't white. And he wasn't no fat, thirsty nigga either. He was a pretty boy that a lot of bitches wanted to fuck. He was just freaky. It was like,
that freaky. He got rashes. Y'all just some nasty bitches. And you don't
right.
All over this. You don't kiss and suck all over this nigga that got piss all over him. You a nasty motherfucker.
Well, how does she go respect him after all that? Like, how do you get down and have a beach and back out and he just piss on this nigga?
Hold on. Don't suck off because he's a pretty boy. So that means you did everything in the world to the nigga. And now you just
right.
Found out you're
no,
pissed on
you
him.
You better understand. Throwbacks do not get special treatment. Throwbacks get to fuck you, and that's it. There is no kissing. There is no foreplay. You just fuck, and that's it.
But you pissed on
him. You know what I'm doing?
Chocolate, listen, he was a pretty boy. You kissed him. Tell the truth. Don't lie. You sat there and made love to the nigga, then
no.
You kissed on him. You're fine.
If you're not my man, if we're not in a relationship, I'm not going to kiss you for what? Look here, let me go ahead and break it down to you, okay? When I'm going to fuck a dude, it's just a fuck, I don't got time for that mushy shit. I don't want to kiss you. I don't want to cuddle with you. I just want to get a nut, and I don't want to use my toy at the time. So there is no intimacy. There is no cuddling. I don't want to know what turns you on. None of that shit. Let's get to it, do what we got to do, and keep it fucking moving.
I'm not going to get your ass back, take a shower with you, and just pee on you in a shower. You don't even know you can't pee, though.
Mo, have you ever had a bitch flick your nuts? Don't play with me.
Oh, no, that right there.
So, Shark, what would you do if you thought the dude was about to bust off on you and instead he pissed on you?
Oh, my God. Let me just go ahead and break it down for you. Y'all need to go ahead and send me letters, send me money for my commissary, because I'm going out like a motherfucker. contempt. I'm sorry.
Fan bases, and you were funny because everybody's just like,
You keep it hot. You keep it real. You what comes up comes out. You feel me? So
that's right.
It's like I'm just like, damn. So when I'm looking at you doing your video on This Is 50, it's like I'm like, wow. I learned so much in the middle of the night about you. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing I have to say is I really respect how you were doing everything you can for, you know, with the Big Pun situation, you know, RIP the Big Pun. And I even got on to listening to Baby Pun, and I was like, oh, shit. Then I seen the video that it was you, Tony Sunshine, Petey, and someone else.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. That's when we was talking about the Joel situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean that was just like, you know, a little situation that came up, you know, because I mean, I'm a veteran in the game, so at the end of the day, I know the in and outs of it in a business perspective. And, you know, Joel came in the game, and he always had skills, and he always gave love to Pun like that. You know, he always gave him love, and he gave him love in his songs and everything. But that particular song, the one he did, Big Punch Back, it was like more of a business move for him. And I just noticed that, because in the other songs, you know, it was genuine love. And it's just, you know, something about an artist. Like, I'm an artist, so I know when you're doing it from the heart, and I know we know somebody's doing it for the business situation. And I just noticed the Hot 97s playing that record, you know, alongside with the Tupac's back and the Biggie's back with Maino. And, you know, they always throw the Joel Ortiz at the end for Pun. And, you know, and it was just the wording in there wasn't reminding me of the Joel with the other songs. It was giving that genuine love, you know what I'm saying? He was doing it more of like trying to take my brother's place. And I just had to speak upon that because it's like nobody could take his place. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's fit to take his place. And that's just had a problem with that part, you know what I'm saying? He didn't go through the right channels. Like I said, man, all you have to do is just ask Liza and the kids, you know, Pun's kids and Pun's wife about that song and made it a big thing with them. And I would have been cool with it, but he didn't do that. So that bothered me, so I had to speak my mind on it. But anyway, all that is, you know, that's in the past. And, you know, at the end of the day, if he was doing it from the right place in his heart, you know, it would have been shown already. You know what I'm saying? He would have definitely paid a visit to Liza and the kids, and he would have definitely talked and made amends with that. But I don't know if he did that. I don't even think he did that. But, you know, I have to just say something because, you know, once again, that was my best friend. That wasn't just a regular artist.
I feel you on that, because I was just like, I'm like looking, and then it's like I'm going back, and then I'm doing more research. I'm all on your Wikipedia page. I'm looking at all the albums, the mixtapes, the standings on Billboard and everything. I mean, I'm doing my homework, and I'm just like, damn. And I'm like, even as you get older, it's like, you can just hear the maturity. Not saying that you was immature back in the day, but it's just like once you get in a certain place in life, it's like your words change without you even knowing it. And it's just like the dedication that you guys have for the movements that you have coming up, it's just like, damn. You know?
It's natural, you know, and I've been fighting the good war for a minute, you know, as far as, like, you know, after Pun passed away, you know, I had my trials and tribulations after that with the Fat Joes of the world and then other people. But, you know, it was more, not even that to say I was a hothead or nothing, because it wasn't that. It just came out like that because, you know, the fans really don't really understand some do, but some don't really understand the politics behind it. And there's the politics behind it that I've been fighting for a minute, because it's not just me going against Joe, me going against the Pitbull or Joel. It's not about that. It's about the actual politics in the game with the companies, the people they know and the higher levels they know. They got more influence in. So So, you know, I have to still deal with that regardless, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they're not just going to let, you know, their product be affected and stop making the money they was making because of Cuban Link. So they're going to protect that. So that's what I've been, you know, going against. So at the end of the day, my music always going to come from the heart, and I'm always going to rep what I rep. But, you know, I do it straight up. I do it straight up. And some people don't like it. Some people don't like it.
That's how I look at it. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They'll get over it.
I mean, that's really what all this little nice shit that I was trying to say, that's what I really wanted to say. Fuck them. But, you know, I can't say it like that no more. I got to say it in a more little way because at the end of the day, we are getting more mature. And you know, and we have to think about things, you know what I'm saying, a little different strategy. But it's always the same strategy. At the end of the day, you know, it's fuck them. But fuck them got to come either nicer or more intelligently, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd rather take the more intelligent route right now. So, you know, I'm a little more for myself. So, you know, we could do the same thing we was doing back then, you know, more smarter and you know, more direct.
Now, I got to ask you a question, then I'm going to bring in my business partner because he has his hand raised. Now, like, Still Telling Lies to Me, that's like one of my favorite songs because, you know, before I realized that lying gets you nowhere but in trouble and you got to keep lying, what inspired you to write that song?
What are you talking about, Still Telling Lies?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Still Telling Lies came about, well, you already know the little, I got it a little bit from the KRS, and Still Telling Lies to Me back in the days. So, you know, I was just like, and then, how you call it, the Neptunes came up with that beat. You know what I'm saying? They had it in a mix, in a little tape that they sent to me, so with some other beats, and I picked that beat, and I was like, you know, like, that just clicked, like, it just clicked, like, the actual vibe on it. It just clicked with that, just, you know, hip-hop is about, you know, just, you know, taking things from other things, and that's what it was, like, Still Telling Lies to Me. It just, that little melody, you know, went along with that beat, you know, and at the end of the day, it was just like, you know what, this is a perfect beat to just tell a nice little story, because this is a hot-ass beat that you just can listen to, you know what I'm saying, bop your head, it got them drums, it's crazy. So I said, you know what, tell a little story about this, but what inspired me was just regular life, my people's coming back to me, telling me that girls is always cheating, and they're doing them wrong, and they bought them everything in the world, and they still, you know, getting cheated on, and you know, situations like that. It wasn't nothing that I went, you know, through, like, personally, but it's something that I, you know, like, I just sat back and I watched, and I seen they, you know, my people's reaction, how they, you know, they was heartbroken because of a girl. So it was just basically the specifics, you know, some of me watching, telling a story from a third person.
Damn. That's a classic, you know.
Thank you.
That is a true classic. Hello, Pratt. You're live on the air. Hold on. Let me see if my... Okay, yeah. Hey, Pratt. How you doing?
What's up, baby? Hold on 1 second, man.
What the hell?
Up,
you
baby?
Go call me. Okay.
All right. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
What's going on? What's up, baby?
I knew we had this down here.
I don't know.
Just keep it.
My brother just got a wheel for things taken out.
Okay, yeah, fired off.
I see. You. Well, call me in the morning.
Okay.
All right, brother. Baby. Taylor, call me in the morning. All right. Love y'all. All right. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, my fault, y'all. Hey, look, Cuban, listen to this. When you first came out, I was doing my first gig, right? And you had this song with Fun. When y'all switch beats, like, you go in, then you go in this song. Each one of y'all got two different beats, right? Man, I ain't been able to find it. Stop your home. What's the name of that?
Oh, that's cool. That was Toe to Toe.
Toe to Toe, that was my shit, yo.
Yeah, the Toe to Toe. That actually somehow really, like, extra came out because of the clearances of the beat. Because it was more like, you know, that was a Mobb Deep beat. That was a Godfather Part 3 beat. And then Pun had the Roots joint, the Roots beat. So, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get to clear that in time, so it never got to be like a pressed up, you know, we never pressed it up on vinyl or nothing like that. But you can get it, like, in the internet now. You just got to look for toe-to-toe. They definitely got that.
See, I didn't know what the name of it was. So when I was just starting, I got a big deal back when I was young. And I was in the county. We had this little underground radio show we used to listen to every weekend. And they used to bang that shit. And I ain't never know what it was, right? And when I did my little beat, I ain't never ran across that shit ever again. And when Chop Mommy told me she was going to have you on the show, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
No doubt, brother. Yeah, but it was toe-to-toe, man. That's one of the joints, too, man. Everybody, they got to hear it and all that, because it was in some mixed radio shows, so that really got a little push, but still not a You Ain't a Killer. When Puff came out with You Ain't a Killer, that was actually supposed to be the B-side to it. So, you know what I'm saying, that shit got pushed with it. So, you know what I'm saying, it got, like, a lot of people heard of that. You know what I'm saying, that's how I got my little recognition also, through that and the beat nuts, the off the books. And toe to toe, you know, they was prepping me up with that. So yeah, that's one of the joints too, close to my heart too, because those were the ones that broke me in, that broke Cuban Link in.
Man, that shit right there was a classic, homeboy.
Nah, good looking, my brother. Good looking.
Okay, Cuban, I have another question for you. It's what are some of your favorite songs? Is it that he produced? No, is that what your question is? Okay.
Yeah.
What's up? What was the question?
I was just saying, like, what are some of your top songs that you, like, produced that you, you know, felt your heart the most in? You know, like, what's, like, your top songs that you, like, really feel? And, like, every time you hear them, you know, you just, like, get into that vibe, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but you feel it. I mean, you talking about, like, my songs or just general songs?
Nah, yours.
My songs?
Yeah.
Or not mine? Like, everybody else's songs, you mean?
No, your songs.
Oh, my songs.
Like,
oh, my favorite.
Yeah,
favorites.
What songs you made that just really got you like, God damn, that's my shit. I'm feeling it right now. I got
I got Flowers for the Dead, of course, is every time, like, I wrote a letter to Pun, like the letter to Pun, you know what I'm saying, Flowers for the Dead, those songs just bring out the goosebumps regardless. You know, those are like classics, those are timeless. I could always put that on and have that same feeling in my gut, in my heart. Let me see, Flowers for the Dead, Letter to Pun. Toe to Toe was definitely, you know, my man just named that, so I gotta get that. You know, when I get that, I give him my Rambo shit. So, you know, that was when I was young with the Hot Fire. So, Toe to Toe, When the Sunshine Turns to Rain. I mean, those right now at the top of right now that I can say, like, those are Cuban Link. Hey Mama, yeah, those are classics, right? Those are Cuban Link classics. When I get in my inspirational mode, those usually they the last test of time. So, you know, the inspirational Cuban is the ones that I be touching the heart. Those are the ones that just, you know, stand the test of time.
Now. On that note, now I have three of your songs that Boss Lady sent me, and it's you featuring Hard Hitter, you and Trey Songz, and then the song you just mentioned, Hey Mama. Which one do you want to introduce and play for me to play first?
Well, you could throw the Hey Mama, because I just finished talking about it. That's like the Dear Mama from Pac, but the Spanish, I mean the Spanglish version. So, you know, if y'all ain't get to hear that one, that's the classic among the old Latino section. But at the end of the day, it's English. It's just, you know, I threw the hook in Spanish too. So, and that's Tony Sunshine singing the hook. You know, saying I wrote the song, but he sung it. But at the end of the day, yes, since I was talking about Hey Mama, throw it on.
Here we go.
Hey Mama.
That's a classic too.
Sorry for the things that I have done. You will always be my number one. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
mommy. Right from the start, I love you, mommy. From your son, you'll always be my shining star. Made me proud of being part of a family. Thanks, ma. You never lied to me or tried to be somebody you're not. You taught me how to be a proper G, just like grandpa. And always told me to be tough and a problem you can't solve. Never abandoned me. Send me to sleep with sweet lullaby. Ma, I apologize. I swear it on my father's eyes. Make up for all the lies. Hope to grow old and wise. Life is too short. Yeah, I can't afford to die. It's no lie, so I praise God. You're still alive. 65, still giving your friends some piggy rides. I wonder why when I was young, I wanted guns and knives. Puffing blunts, getting high, just hanging with the guys. Time flies, it's like Back to the Future. Watching my son now's another reason why I salute you. You a trooper, a superwoman from Cuba. Good and cooking shit. My mom's la reina la estufa. No hay excusa. The truth is that I went too far, cause if not, I wouldn't have been behind bars locked up, sleeping on cops. Never forgot, you and Pop bailed me out on the spot. Soon as I got home, my mom started landing the knot. That meant you loved me a lot. I made you suffer a lot. Inside you're hurting, but outside you're looking tough as a rock. Up in the Bronx, throwing up in the roughest of blocks. Where you can't trust nobody and the buses don't stop. We lived a hard knock life, far from nice. Mom was right, pops to take the bet. Our last dollar on a cockfight. Thanks to Christ, now I rock mics for a large price. Trying to do what's right, paying you back for what you sacrificed.
Mommy, I love you. You know that. Just sometimes it's hard to express it. The life I live, life I chose. So I'm here to express my real feelings. You know I love you. Now and forever. The death do its part. You'll always be my heart.
Follow Anchors for promotional use only. Cuban Link. 4K, the album, in stores, January 16th, 2001.
Actually, that's the, you see, you hear that beat right there? That's actually Scarface. That's when Tony goes to see his mom's. That's his mom's theme song in the movie. So that's where I got it from.
Man, that song is hot. Like, I ain't even gonna front. That song is so nice. And don't think I'm telling you that because you're on my show, because, like, I can tell artists they have bad music, and you don't. You always have good music. And before I bring this boss lady in, Mo, you got a question?
Yeah. I'm on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you on, brother.
Oh, what's up, Q? This your boy, Mo. Listen,
what up, baby?
I respect your movement, bro, because I follow, you know, throughout the Terror Squad situation. And like I said, one thing I can keep it real with you, you kept it 100 throughout. On camera and off camera with Pun and his family. My
right.
question to you is, I see Joe squashed it with Fist, right?
Well, supposedly,
and
yeah, supposedly. I mean, that's more. I think that was more for cameras, but you know, if you want to believe that, you know, if you can believe that.
But you, you think it will ever be a time that y'all all sit down, you, him, Terror Squad, and because y'all had a dope movement. I fucked with, like I said, I'm in Queens, and I fucked with the movement hard from the Beat Knots and Big Pun and Cuban Links and Joey Crack and you know, all the Bronx cats. Y'all was making noise, you know. Y'all was putting it, since KRS-One, y'all did it real big for the Bronx. But then that breakup, and y'all was exposing old boy, you know, big time. And, you know, after Pun died, it was like, you think y'all can ever sit down and say, listen, y'all do this for the family, bring the Bronx back together, or he just went to Hollywood for you?
Nah, that situation will never go away. Like maybe if he, when he passes on, if he's dead, I'll probably go to his funeral and sing flowers for the death. But while he's alive, nah, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's too much, too much he did, you know what I'm saying? And you know, what he represents, you know, at the end of the day, the reason for me exposing him, the way I did, through songs and through interviews, is because at the end of the day, that's why he made me do it. He put my back against the wall, because that's why, he wanted me to do, because, you know, at the end of the day, I was trying to be, the humble Cuban. I played that part first, and when I played that part with the humbleness, I said, you know what? Regardless, we can't do the music together, or we feel a certain way about each other, we could split up and still do it, and you still be my brother. That situation happened. And when the minute I did that is when the snake shit happened. You know what I'm saying? That's when he caught me sleeping. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
Every team got a strong and a strength behind them. And like I said, when I used to pay attention, you know, I got a team too. When I used to pay attention to your movements and your style, I used to always, even when all the nonsense happened with the, you know, all the bullshit that back then, I still see you kept it strong and you always stood your ground. And I always wanted, you and Tony Sunshine still cool, right?
Well, we made up a little 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Because he was on my hit list too for a minute, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he was getting lost too. He was getting lost too. You know, I heard some interviews, he was talking a little greasy. But then, you know, some people that we knew from back in the day, they reached out and said the boy wanted to talk to me and all that stuff. So, I, you know, it took a minute for me to even open up like that. But I said, you know what, I'm going to take it. Because I know that little nigga since he was 12 years old. And, you know, our shit began before the business. So, at the end of, even everybody in the Terror Squad, I knew everybody before the music. You know what I'm saying? Joe was the only nigga that was on already. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else, I knew them as friends before we even came on to be into a business. You know what I'm saying? So when that happened with Tony, I sat down and I talked to him, and he expressed whatever he expressed, and, you know, I said, you know what? I know you're in a situation too right now. You fucked up. You know, and it's crazy because at the end of the day, I went through it first. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through that first where everybody just turned their back on me and they went with Joe because Joe had the spotlight on him. So, you know, they chased that fame and they wanted to be rappers and singers. It's understandable. I mean, if you're open-minded, I was open-minded at the time. I was like, you know what? They want to get on. They want to do what, you know, I was doing coming up because I was the first. Me and Plum was, the first ones who really got that light to do what we did. So when I did it, you know, they was waiting in line. So, you know, if I would have been, on some more, you know what, fuck y'all niggas when I see y'all's beef. If I would have been on like that with the rest of the camp, it would have been like, I'm a hater. I'm a real hater like that. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't want to play that role. So I kept my mind open to it. You know what, even though I went with my situation with Joe, I went through it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they get their turn. They turn is up next, so I'm not even going to fuck that up for them. So I left it like that. You know what I'm saying? So when I left it like that, it was all good. And then 5 years go on, and I see niggas talking extra shit. You know, the only one that kept it real there was Remy. You know, at the end of the day, she came and seen the nigga, and she showed love with some old regular. You know what I'm saying? I knew you from back in the day shit. So Tone got a little lost when he came back into, you know, after he went through his situation with Joe, then he got back on his reality horse. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, niggas get lost when that spotlight hit him, man. And I was watching. You know, it's just, you know, because I wasn't in the game, as far as, I still was watching, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always going to be part of the Terror Squad, you know, regardless, because I came through that. So, you know, even if I'm not down with them, I'm always going to be that, you know what I'm saying? And they're always going to label me that. You know, it's hard to shake that off. It's hard to shake that off, you know? But I got to explain my side of the story so people could be like, oh, that's why. You know what I'm saying? This nigga didn't just leave because, you know, he thought he could do better without them. I didn't never want to leave them. You know what I'm saying? But Joe forced me. He forced my hand to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because he was on some other shit. So once I seen it, then I seen the cobra for what it was. I seen the snake, you know what I'm saying? And I can't be with that snake, my nigga. That snake is going to kill me. You know what I'm saying? I turn my back, that snake going to kill me. So I'd rather just leave with a nice little scar, and we leave it like that. And then whenever I see you, then we take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I see you. And that's how it's always been. You know what I'm saying?
Is it still like that? Like, it's still like to the point where, you'll lay the paws on him if you have a contact like that?
I mean, I already laid the paws on him, you know what I'm saying, when it first happened,
did.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, you all of the
but,
hood, I
but,
know what you
but,
did. I mean, every time
yeah,
you
but,
see him, did you?
Oh, yeah, now, every time I see him, it's going to be awkward. Yeah, it's going to be, if the cops is looking to the left, it's going to be a snuff coming to the right. Yeah, it's going to be that.
It's going to be an awkward moment for him, right?
yeah, it's going to be awkward, exactly. So, you know, it's just natural now. That's a natural thing now. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't natural before. Something that if the situations didn't transpire the way they did, and all through the years he wasn't, you know, being a faggot, like blocking and doing all his facts, you know, like fake gangster shit that he's been doing, like it would have been some moment in the future we could have probably talked. But it wasn't like that. It's like he did the faggot shit. He turned from a, you know, supposed to be a real nigga from the Bronx and opening doors for niggas. He turned, you know, from that and he started closing doors, nigga, so he could eat all that. He could, you know, just take the whole plate for himself. And that's been shown. It's not even about a Cuban Link story. Like, you, what other niggas, you know, Spanish nigga you seen come up from the Bronx? Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, he's supposed to bring that out because he was out there. He's a veteran. He just like he did with us. Like, he brought the Spanish niggas out. He stopped that.
But, you know, Cuban Link, there's a lot of rappers that be doing that too, though, because they said at one point there was a rapper that was a poet and never even lived in the gangster life and sold drugs and did nothing. And the next minute they come on the scene, they boost the person up, and then now, you know, they all hardcore. But if they get behind a bullet and stuff, you know, they all know what to do. So I'm like, if you rock that life, you should be true to that life all the way. But if you let money take over, then you can't be surprised when people actually put that life to you.
I think it's a New York rapper thing, because if we all from New York, and you know, I be hand tapped, you know, everybody on the radio, New York don't give each other, we don't piggyback off each other, and that's what's wrong. Everybody get to the top and want to stay there alone. When the South is dragging in Little Smoke, Little C, Little Cuz B, you know what I mean? Every time they make the hit, they bring in somebody little, and that little make it. That's why Nicki Minaj and all these people go out to the South, you understand? And they're going to piggyback off everybody and become big stars. New York need to get off that selfish shit. And that's what I want to ask you. Did he pull a block you? Did he, like, he block you from getting tracks with Cali and a bunch of artists just act funny doing something with you?
Of course. Yeah, he just did a lot of bitch shit, my nigga. Things like that. Like, he'll go to the executives and labels, tell them niggas not to deal with me because, you know, if they deal with me, they're going to have problems because, you know, him. And he scares certain people a certain way. Like, he'll scare them niggas in the suit and tie a certain way. Then he'll go to the radio stations and say, oh, if you don't have, you know, if you don't put Cuban Link and put me on, I'll do a free show for the radio station. He did that with Hot 97 and Summer Jam. Like, he do things like that, like, you know, in a different level up there. Some key players that, you know what I'm saying? So I can't even blame that. You know, so that don't even get me mad. It's just you doing this bitch shit. You know, you're not made from that. You're made from the Bronze gang, nigga, that we came through. Like, I know your roots. So where did this guy came from? You know, it's because, you know, I guess he learned the game. He learned the game, and that's the way they play the game up there. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know, he traded that respect for bitch moves like that. It's like, you know, those moves are going to be, they're going to pass. They're going to come back at you. And then when you come down that ladder, the wolves that you crossed over, them same wolves are still there, nigga. You didn't exterminate them. You didn't get rid of them. So when that ladder breaks, you come down, they're going to eat that ass up, man. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I'm doing me. Like, at the end of the day, I don't wish nobody bad. Because I never did. You know, I'm just doing what I do. But I seen that every time I'm doing what I do, it's somebody that's hating when it gets to a certain level. And that hate comes from a certain part. You know, you don't have to be a fucking genius to know where that hate's come from. And, you know, that hate has been built up for a long time because I haven't been in the industry circle for a minute. So, you know, I still rock with the streets. And that was the thing about me. I was still in the industry even when I was in the streets always. So So at the end of the day, when I left that industry, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of saturation about Cuban Link, the name, you know, the things, the rumors, and that shit still lives in that circle up there. So that's why it's even harder. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Boss Lady, your line is open.
I think you'll be good now because the industry changed as far as independent. You can sell your music now, and I heard it's still listening to you, bro.
No doubt. I mean, that never stopped. even that, I can't blame everything on that. You know, see, at the end of the day, it's a circle around you also that you gotta maintain a circle that's for you and that's working together. You know what I'm saying? Those key players in your circle, you know what I'm saying? Their positions have to be played by these players that you gotta run your circle. And that's another problem too. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get, you know what I'm saying, some niggas to play ball together. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas that might be all stars by themselves, but then you get them together and they'll fuck up the whole team because them niggas, it just don't work like that sometimes. So that's what it is, man. The business team has to be an all-star team that work together great. And everything, just like everything, just like you running for president, your campaign got to be top. You know what I'm saying? The street fucking team got to be crazy. Like those aspects are important when you're doing it independently.
Yeah, we call that the Nino Brown syndrome. Everybody, Nino Brown's at the top. He don't give a fuck about everybody else can get there. So it's empire crash. That's all that happens. They crash.
That's what happens.
You start shitting on everybody. You kill your brother. You take out your right-hand man. You fuck your best friend wife. You lose your whole empire. You lose that loyalty. You lose the foundation.
Those are lessons. Those are lessons that have been taught through movies, through books, through empires back in the days, and it's still happening now. So you already know.
Yeah.
But you know, Boss
Lady, you got a question?
Coaching.
Ma'am, who's that? I don't have a question.
I got a question.
No, my uncle don't have a question either.
I got a question.
Yeah, y'all gotta ask me anything, man. You already know, man. You know, I'll give it to y'all, honey. Straight, boxing shot to the gut.
Nah, all right. My uncle wanna ask a question.
Y'all hear
me? Put your uncle on. Uncle, what up, uncle?
Listen, what's going on, fam?
What's up, man?
I heard all that about, you know, them cats blackmailing you, bro. Fuck yesterday. What's Cuban Link doing today?
I'm telling Boss Lady that, you know what I'm saying, like Cuban Link took a, you know what I'm saying, for a little break from music. I do my family thing, you know what I'm saying, my little 2-year-old daughter. I got my son out here from Florida, he's 17. You know, we life, man. It's time, you know, it's the time to give back especially to the youth, man, to the kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Cuz at the end of the day, you know, life brings out, it opens up your eyes and your heart, and you start seeing things different ways. And you know, at the end of the day, I was caught up in the music, man, since I was 19 all the way to 30, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I missed a lot of time in my son's life. So, you know, now it's just family time, real reflecting about, you know, actual life situations where, you know, it's about them. So I've been caught up in that for about like a year and a half, 2 years. So I've been doing that, man. But, you know, the music is boiling up again, so you know it's about to come on. You know, the third album to be really popping. You know what I'm saying? The Missing Link is actually the name of it. So you know, these life experiences are definitely going to be part of the Missing Link album.
That's right. So
yeah, I got a question.
All that shit that happened 13 years ago, that would made you stronger today. If it didn't happen, you might not had that. You might have that Ronald Link hanging with you. So fuck
yesterday,
bro.
Do
your thing today,
bro. I know that, baby. I know that. You know, that's it just makes it better for the movie. That's all.
I
want to
hear Cuban Link today.
That makes the movie better. That's all. All the things that happen makes the movie better. You know that? That's the content. That's so crazy. I know that. That shit just gains more pressure. It gains more work. End of the day, that's all it does.
Hey, yo.
Yes.
Yo.
I want to Cuban. As far as the artists is out now, right? Like you got the Kendrick Lamar, the J. Cole, all these dudes. Who would you talk with on a real tour, like do a song with? Like, who you want to do a song with right now? You hear the new music of today. It's a little different than our music back then, 13 years ago. Who that's out right now that you say, you know what, little nigga, I'll bust a song down with him?
Yeah, I mean, J. Cole dope. I feel he's dope. You know what I'm saying? I feel Kendrick Lamar, too, is dope. They're coming from a different angle. I fuck with them. Like, I really enjoy their music. You know, but you know, once again, it's that fan, of course, Cuban Link, the fan, that could appreciate the next man's music. And there's also the Cuban Link that already been through the politics that at the end of the day, I'm going to have to deal with not just the artists, but the companies, and there's going to be some bullshit attached to it. So my mind is really on, my mind is really based on let's get Cuban, you know, to concentrate on himself and make that banger, and everybody come to him instead of me going to people, you know what I'm saying? So I got to concentrate on me making, you know what I'm saying, that you know what I'm saying, the straight up bangers that this is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate all their music, though.
Yeah, that's what's up. You said J. Cole and
Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jay still got it. You know, Jay-Z still got his thing going on.
Yeah,
Jay. You know, Kanye, he went to the left a little bit, but I like that left. I like where he's going with it. I like where he's going with it because he's still there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's controversial. He's a controversial artist. He sells music through controversy. So, you know.
Yeah. But I like it though. I like his format. His format. His lyrical format. And you know how he delivers it. I just don't like the fucking that singing shit that he does sometimes. You know, sometimes.
The dressing and all that, coming out with a motherfucking dress on. I feel you, nigga. We from the hood.
Yeah, no. That's a whole different topic now. That skirt shit. Niggas is going crazy with that. Like, yeah.
How about
my school. Two Chainz, I think they just getting by with things, man. I think, like, Two Chainz, even Future. I like what they do. I like they wear. I like their little hook, like Future's little hooks and stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, Two Chainz is good, too. He's good. He gives you all of himself. That's what I like about them. But at the end of the day, lyrically, I don't think they intact where, you know, where I, like the school where I come from. But I feel them, but I don't be like, oh, you know, that was how I say it. I like his confidence. I like his little swag a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But it's not to the point where it's like, oh, he's dope. He's not a Kendrick Lamar. He's not a J. Cole. You know, them guys really got some lyrics, you know?
But it's funny how you just said that. Look what we said, the Kendrick Lamar, the J. Cole. But then we still got the other dope. They not underground rappers like Papoose and Uncle Murder and, you know
right.
what I mean, the Mangos that can't break through because they like you. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And these dudes are dope lyrically. If you listen to Papoose's album, he's dope. He's lyrically dope.
Yeah. Papoose's been dope. He's been dope. He's just, you know.
Look at the Mangos. Like, they give you that street raw, and he just can't get a break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to
like,
chop that raw, though.
He can't get a break. That's why I said they
but
got
you know what? We had all the breaks,
but they got,
like, in a hip-hop historian type view, like, we got all the breaks in the world. We made this shit. So that's what it is. That's the cost. To pay, you know, that's the cost for the boys. At the end of the day, it's like we made it. Now other niggas is running with it. They're going back around, and it's going to be full circle in a minute, though. At the end of the day, if you dope, man. Like, you know, it's like Mano, I think Mano got some songs that you could take them over the top. It's just, you know, it's just who he is. It's branded already. Like, Mano is a brand already. You know what I'm saying? Straight out from jail. You know, he got that jail attitude. He's cool-ass brother, my nigga, too. But it's just he branded himself with that. So it's like, damn, that's that hardcore, straight up, regardless how you put it. If he makes a nice, you know, cookout song, he's still going to be less Mano. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he got it. It's just more than New York. At the end of the day, you gotta know that. Like, we gotta touch everybody, man. Niggas in Africa, niggas in, you know, in Australia. We're not just local rappers no more. Like, you know, when you write, when niggas write, like, when I write, I tend to that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go to the universal part. Even though sometimes, like, the party joint might not be the one that I come out with that might be the dopest. You know what I'm saying? I still gotta hit you with a rational joint that's gonna catch everybody. Like, niggas don't even know English. You're gonna touch your heart. That music is gonna touch your heart. They're gonna remember you forever. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's one thing that I know I did, you know what I'm saying, in my career. Like, I touched niggas' hearts. I touched You know what I'm saying? The club, I still need to get that one banger club joint. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know I touch niggas' hearts, so my name's going to ring bells regardless. They're going to know who Cuban Link is. You know what I'm saying? My brother and me did it. You know what I'm saying? We went through that stage. So we have to, you know, me, I just have to come out with bangers, and undeniable shit. You know, and then that's when the real thing happens. That's when you're on top. That's when you got to, you know, open doors. And make sure that those open doors are for strictly people. Can't just let everybody in, you know.
You know what? I respect the real nigga, and I respect your street cred big time, bro.
Okay, on that note, we got a couple more callers, and then let's talk about sex, baby, because this boss lady is ready to talk. She's ready to talk about the topic. Oh, my God. Okay. So we're going to bring in 7248. You have the floor to ask Mr. Cuban Link a question. Answer. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask a question?
7248.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
I don't got time for that. Okay, now, the last four is 6852. You live on the air. You can go ahead and ask your question.
Chocolate City, what's going on?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. It's your boy Two-Face. I was just really calling in to get a homie, Cuban Links, a shout-out. You know what I mean? You know, I'm in Atlanta. And I'm an artist. I'm an upcoming artist. I'm doing my thing. Got a lot of good things going on. You know what I'm saying? And a matter of fact, I'm working with a producer. I believe you did a song with by the name of B Clarity, that Bang Bang Boogie beat.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Yeah. B Clarity. No doubt.
Yeah,
ain't dope. He dope. But good looking, brother. Good looking for the shout out. You already know, my nigga. Keep doing your shit and don't let nobody stop you. And you know what? Just bang them out. That's all I got to tell you.
Never that. I reps the BX and I'm out here in Atlanta. I've been out here for like 20 years, you know what I mean? But we still, you know, keep it strong. I always go back home and all that good stuff. Keep doing your thing though, homie, you know what I mean? I'll see you at the top.
All right, my brother, no doubt, man. You do the same.
All right.
All right, baby.
Thank you. Okay, now.
No doubt.
The next caller is 1945. You're live on the air.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't got time to play with other people's children tonight.
Yo.
Man, look. I don't got time to play with other people's kids. I got four of my own and nine grandkids. This is grown-up time. What's up, Hurt? How you doing, my future baby daddy?
What up, Mom?
Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
What's going on?
Nothing.
Yo, Mo, what up, my nigga?
What up, baby?
Cuban, what's good? Yo,
good, man,
Toe to Toe is one of the greatest underground rap classics ever. As far as lyrics, y'all killed that shit. Whatever you do, please don't go bubblegum pop rap like that shit they got out there.
Nah, that shit worked, though. That shit worked.
Please don't.
All right, go, man. I mean, I'm an artist that I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I could rap to everything and anything. But, you know, I understand what you're saying, my brother. I understand. That bubblegum shit, that shit bothers me, too. You just, you know, it's how you do it. It's just how you do it at the end of the day, man.
Nah,
you know,
for me,
it's how you do it. You can't go, of course, I ain't gonna go on no track and just do some bubblegum shit where it's like, damn, this nigga completely, like, went left. Like,
I don't see myself
doing that because I respect too much lyrics. So even on a bubblegum beat is what I'm saying, I'm going to still put my Cuban Link
down. I don't have a problem. Like, if you stick to the lyrics, we good. For me, I'm you know what I'm saying, I grew up in that era where everybody was a rapper, you know, and everybody's sitting in the cypher and you're waiting for the next punchline in the rap, and it was all about lyrics, no beat, no nothing. So for me, when I listen now, I mean, if I'm listening to a track, then just give me instrumentals. But if niggas is rapping on it, I want to hear some shit, some real shit where you like, God damn. And
that doesn't happen too much lately. Yeah. I understand what you're saying, my brother. But you know,
keep holding it down for the PX, my nigga.
Always. You already know that, baby.
Let y'all know. Uptown niggas stay flying. We got shit popping too.
That's right, baby. Get it popping. Gotta bring that real hip hop back.
Yeah, no doubt. Much love, much respect.
This is my question to Cuba. Mo was talking about the different rappers and, you know, who you thought was hot and everything like that. Would you ever do a song with Fat Ass Rick Ross?
Rick Ross, the boss. Bows. Rick Ross. You know, I got a song dissing that nigga too, man. I did a song dissing his ass too. Because you know what? That nigga said he was hanging out with Joe and them niggas in Florida like in 2006, 2007 or something like that. And he had put a line, like he was hanging. I know he was hanging with Joe because that's the time they was taking pictures all the time. You see them niggas together. He did a line saying, I cut them grams up like Fat Joe did the Cuban Link. And I heard that and I was like, oh, this fat nigga is really, like, doesn't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know when you're in a circle with certain people, they just tell you their story. So, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what type of shit they tell you. So I already know that these niggas was talking probably some greasy bullshit like Cuban pussy or whatever, you know, he's a drunk, whatever they're doing. Be telling the nigga, he's feeding off of it. So, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. And I heard this rhyme, I was like, holy shit. This nigga go, all right, let me just, you know. And I was just sitting back one day, I heard that, you know, hood joint. And I was like, you know what? Let me just get a verse on that. My man's actually doing it. I said, yo, I'm going to get a verse on this shit. And I did You Not Hood over, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I directed a little couple of shots at him. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if y'all never heard that, you could just go there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and y'all would understand what I'm saying, a couple of shots, you know? But, you know, I went in. But, you know, it's nothing personal. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing personal where he knows me. Like, you know, me and him never, like, seen each other. It's not beef like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, at the end of the day, beef is beef in my world, but in this hip-hop shit today, it's like he was probably just saying shit about things, and he just got the wrong message about Cuban, so I had to fix that up, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I threw them a couple of shots back. But, you know, he threw one shot, I threw four. How's that?
Okay,
yeah, but it's a good one.
Now,
when you got a little time, check that one out. You're not hood joint.
I'm definitely
now,
check that
one
out.
One question, and then it's Nasty Tom. Now, I was listening to one of your interviews, right? And, you know, you was talking about, what's the fuck, Pitbull, and how you washed him up. That was so fucking funny.
Everything is fucking funny when I do. I beat people up and it's funny. Bro, you know what? Man, Pitbull is another one. Yeah. Oh my God. What is it? I got beef with all the Spanish dudes. That's what the fuck happens. I'm Spanish and I got beef with all these motherfuckers. And then I punch them in the face and they go gold and I'm over here still fucking, you know, on the street.
Pitbull, Bob.
Yo, that nigga Pitbull, yo, that nigga came out dissing me, my nigga. That nigga did a song about
that nigga
me, like.
2 feet tall, y'all, about a $1.10 with wet coins in his pocket.
That nigga is Cuban, my nigga. He's Cuban. I took that shit personal. My nigga Cuban, he came out with a song dissing me, called 90 Miles of Some Shit. I'm like, what? This nigga dissing me from left field. So I could see the, you know. They edging, I'm telling you, that nigga Joe went to Miami and he gassed all these niggas up to diss me or something. This nigga did a song about me, dissing me. And I was like, holy shit, a Pitbull dissing me, the nigga Cuban. How you gonna diss another Cuban nigga? Like, for real? Like, you really Cuban and you dissing me? The nigga that
trying to put Cuba on the map, like, for real. Like, we hot artists. Like, we dope hip-hop artists. So this nigga did a song about me. So I said, okay, cool. And then he said certain things about in that song that was just straight-up lies and just shit that, you know what I'm saying, like, just got under my skin because it was like, this nigga's lying. He doesn't even know me. He made a song like he acts like he know me. And then he's Cuban. So that shit got my blood boiling. So whatever. I caught the nigga in a club out here. Remember Carvin's? Black Club Black? In my head?
Yep.
Right there on 56. So I caught that nigga there. And I felt bad about it because it was Biggie's fucking anniversary. His death anniversary. So I felt bad. I didn't really want to do it. But I seen the nigga that day 3 times. And I couldn't do nothing to him because my record label, the owner of my record label at the time, MOB Records, was there. He told me not to do nothing. So it was the night, like the whole fucking day we doing like interviews and shit. This nigga's around me. I'm looking at this nigga like, oh, I'm going to get you, motherfucker. And he's not trying to look at me. So I'm like, he had his bodyguard, so he's not trying to look at me. I'm like, oh, this nigga's going to get, I'm going to hit him. And I was like, fuck it, I ain't do nothing. But that shit already made me feel pussy because I didn't hit him. And you know me, I'm the type of nigga to snap at the moment. So I was, like, already feeling like I'm a pussy. Like, I should have rocked this nigga. I'm a fucking dick. So whatever. We go to the Carvin shit. And it was Biggie's anniversary. I didn't know it was Biggie's anniversary. I got in there. I seen Puffy, Faith, everybody performing. Niggas, you know, the whole shit's packed. It was upstairs. This nigga, who comes? I'm about to sit down on the couch because they had couches up in the second level. They got couches all around. Everybody was there. I was chilling with, like, I was there with Akon and the Beat, and I was talking. Right? So, they ain't seen me in a minute, so we over here chopping it up. With some more, like, what's up, my nigga? I ain't seen him in a minute. Nigga, while I'm talking to this nigga, Pitbull walked right by me again. I said, no, he didn't. I told Juju from the Beat, and I told Juju from the Beat, I'm going to fuck this nigga up. My bad, my nigga. I'm going to fuck this party up. He said, Q, don't do this shit. Don't do it. I said, nah. I said, this nigga 3 times today. I didn't get him. Right now, this nigga, look at him. He think he's fucking in New York, and he's talking shit. In my head, I was going psycho. So I was like, fuck it, wait for me right here. I started climbing over couches in the fucking VIP because he already walked past me, so he was up there already. So I walked all over the couches and other niggas' couches all the way to the entrance. And I cut him off before he got out the thing. And then I say, oh, what's up now, motherfucker? And right in the jaw. And that's it. And he ran out the club. That's what happened. That's the Pitbull story. Dude, that's what happened. That nigga started running out the fucking shit. Like somebody was shooting at him.
That bodyguard, what kind of shit is that?
Nah, he had two big-ass bodyguards, but his bodyguards knew me. Like, they knew me, said, shoot, don't do shit. I said, when that nigga said, don't do, I already was already coming with the right to the jaw. And I'm in the jaw, pop. And then the nigga just jetted through the back. Woo. And then the nigga said, damn. And he looked at me, the bodyguard nigga looked at me and said, damn, Q, you fucking shit up. I was like, nah, fuck that, my nigga. Fuck that nigga was talking shit. But, you know, that's what happened. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to lie. It's not for points. You know, at the end of the day, he went gold after I snuffed him. So, you know, all the shit, I snuffed him, and then he go platinum, doing songs with Fucky and Enrique Iglesias and all them niggas.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you saying you got to punch more?
Up already.
You got to punch more artists in the face, and then they go platinum?
Nah, I got to punch myself in the face, so I can go platinum.
Hey, yo, let me ask you a question real quick.
I got to knock myself out. I got to do the Jada on myself.
Are you cool with J-Lo?
Who?
J-Lo. Jay, what's up? Jay.
J-Lo, yeah, I know Jay. I mean, Jennifer Lopez, eh?
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I know. I knew her. I ain't seen her in years, but, yeah, I chill with her. When she was with Puffy. When she was with Puffy, we did a... Actually, I did the... When I did the song Senorita for Puffy,
yeah.
All in the Family Hour.
Yeah.
I did the Mommy Benaki. I did the hook
for
him. And she was there. She's the one who actually, like, Puff didn't know what the fuck I was saying in Spanish. But she was with Puff. She came in. She came in the book. She came in the studio.
I didn't know you did that shit. That shit is tough, see?
Yeah, Jada Kids did the lyrics, the actual lyrics, but I did the hook. So, J-Lo comes in because he brings it up. He said, listen to this. Yeah, he Puffy brought her to the session and said, yo, listen to this. Do you like it? And she said, yeah, she approved it. You know what I'm saying? They kept it. You know, I still didn't get no props for that shit. I ain't get no credit for that shit. You know, to this day, the only way you give credit, probably if you ask Puffy himself, be like, yo, who wrote that? He'll be like, Cuban. You know, but besides, like, you know, the business side to it, I guess that was just paying dues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I was happy. I was just happy that shit, they kept it. I mean, they had talent, you know, at the time. I was like, yo, niggas like my talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the right path. So, you know, that was good enough for me.
Okay, it's Nasty Tom. Okay, so I have a couple of questions to ask you because these are from the ladies on BBM. First of all, they want to know, are you single?
No, I'm not single. Got a girlfriend. We've already been together for 6 years, 7 years, actually. Yeah, got my little baby girl with her. So, no, ladies, I'm not single. But I love y'all.
Y'all heard that. Okay.
I love
now,
y'all. Before you go on, I'm going to give a big shout-out to the ladies because I love the ladies because they kept me in the game for real. When I was, you know, like, didn't want to be in this game no more at the end of the day. I know my ladies, the fan base, you know, I got a lot of ladies in my fan base. And, you know, they wrote me beautiful things in Facebook, you know, besides all the sex, you know, on bullshit with the handsome bullshit, you know, as far as, like, within deep thoughts and appreciation and the way they love my music. And I thank them to this day, and they're always going to be in my heart. And I love y'all, so. I don't want y'all to just say, oh, Q's, he got a girl. I don't expect y'all just to not be my fan because of that. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all for real.
Okay, now, you know, there was always a time you wasn't always in a relationship. So,
yeah. What
was being on the road and being on tour and stuff like that, because you are Spanish, and Spanish men are freaky as fuck. They be rolling their tongue and all that other shit like that, right? What is the freakiest and nastiest thing you've ever done sexually?
Oh, no. I was a whore. Like, when I was single, I was a straight-up whore. I mean, I'm a straight-up dude, though. I don't think, I mean, freaky shit. I mean, I fucked in a pool.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I fucked in a pool. That's not really bad. I mean, it was people there.
Freaky, come on.
It was people there though. It was just people there, and I just took, you know, the young lady I was with. I just slid her a little, you know, the bathing suit to the side and started banging her right there. But
was
kind of
freaky.
That was a little freaky moment. It was freaky because it was just like nobody really knew until like when I was about to bust. Of course, you see the water splashing everywhere. The motherfuckers is looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm over here like just trying to hold her. You know how you busted that nut, nigga? You got to hold on tight to her. I was like, oh, Lord, Jesus Christ. But let me see, what else? I fucked this chick in back of a dumpster. That wasn't freaky, but I fucked the side of the dumpster by the fire station. That's a club. I hit it in the back of the head with a glad bag. What you want?
Fucked a lot though, man. I was a fucking whore.
For real, I'm trying to change my life, man. I got... Wait a minute. I fucked the chick. Let me see. Where did I fuck? Oh, I fucked. You know what? Okay, this is kind of freaky, but it's, I don't know if it's foul. It's not foul. It's just, you know, it's just what it is. Well, we was in Miami. We was in Miami in Club Mansion. And when I went in there, I was just chilling in the VIP, whatever. And it was this mother and daughter, right? So mother and daughter, whatever. The daughter, you know, she knew me because she was a fan of mine. The mother, I don't think she knew me. You know, I didn't think that. She was older. I was like about 27. Mom Deuce was like probably like 40. And the daughter was like 19, 20, whatever. But the daughter, you know what I'm saying? She was just chilling with me all day. And I was just like, yeah, you know, enjoying the time, whatever. She was pretty. I went to the bathroom. The fucking moms chased me to, like, not chased me, but followed me like, to the bathroom. And it was a unisex bathroom. So I was like, okay, what the fuck? Yo, Mom Dukes is looking all right. Like, you know, I was already twisted, but I was like, yo, Mom Dukes is looking all right, man. I didn't even know it was Mom Dukes. I thought it was the aunt or something, whatever. Next thing you know, the Mom Dukes just pulled me into the fucking ladies' bathroom. I mean, to the one of the stalls. They started blowing me right there. I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck going on, Q. The daughter's over there waiting for me. But I'm over here like this. The niggas is climbing over the toilet stall, the stalls, to watch me. I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you know, I said, I'm looking up, like, smacking niggas, like, they're trying to touch me in my head. I said, get the fuck off me, yo, my niggas. And this bitch is still blowing me. I'm like, oh, shit, she blowing me. That was kind of freaky. Then I went out there, and the mom, the daughter started riffing on the mom. She's like, you fucked him, like, all this shit. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even know that was Mom Dudes like that, you know? Anyway. Is that freaky? I don't know. You're talking about position, right?
No, that's not.
Y'all
know me. Here comes
my freaky
question.
When you talk about freaky, when you talk about freaky shit, though, my shit more freaky is like the place and time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do no freaky shit like fucking fingers up the ass and, you know, none of that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like the freaky, like, the, you know what I'm saying? Like the mood where we actually there, where it takes place at. That's the way I saw my freaky.
Oh.
Chocolate, you're
now, right. Now here goes my favorite question. Have you ever licked ass before?
Lick ass? I'm sure I know my tongue went through the ass when I was licking at the poop. But I don't be licking it like that. I'm gonna do that. I could probably count with my fingers how many times I gave, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I licked the poop on a girl. Like, I don't do that like that. I don't do it like that. So I know my tongue eventually went to the asshole one of these times, but I don't go straight for the asshole. I don't go straight for the asshole and start licking assholes. I don't do that.
See? At least he's honest. He's not. You're not in denial like Mo. I like that.
Wait, I was in denial. You told me I'm in denial. I'm surprised he's denial. He never asked me that goddamn question.
Maybe ask me that.
Mother, you think I ain't lick asshole before in my life?
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, females like that
kind of
stuff.
Nah, it's not my thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just not my thing. Like, I mean, if I was, I would tell you. But it's just not.
Okay.
It's not my thing, you know? It's not my thing, man. The girls, I remember they asked me that question. They asked me that question in front of a room full of girls, and they asked me, yo, did you like going down on girls? I was like, nah. I did it before. I don't really like it. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers started booing me. They started booing me and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, man.
You saying you don't go down period on a chick?
No, it depends. That's what I'm saying. It depends. I've been down there before.
That's,
you know,
I got Puerto Rican family. I got Spanish homeboys. Yeah, I work for Coca-Cola, man. Ain't nothing but Dominicans and Spanish.
Yeah.
All they talk about is eating pussy. I'm like, do y'all niggas ever fuck? Yo, I want to fuck that pussy. Y'all going to fuck the shit out of her. I'm like, yo, do y'all ever fuck? Okay, you
don't
go down that much.
Yeah, yeah, man, niggas go, you know, and especially Cubans. Like, Cubans, all they do is do that shit. Like, straight up, you go to Florida, niggas tell you, that's all they do is do that. It's just, I don't know, me, I don't know. It's never been my thing, you know what I'm saying? But,
okay,
and I'm not saying
now.
I won't do it, you know?
Yo, Cube, you just broke chocolate heart.
Down on me anyway. Remember, my head game is a felony. I like to give than receive. Don't get it twisted. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Damn, you got
it. Yes. I got a couple of felonies on my record, but the head game is most definitely a felony, you know.
I like to. Oh, my God. I can just that now. So, you got some new shit I'm going to add to tick this. You got felony head. You got a four chocolate head. She'll teach you. I want some felony head. That ain't no chocolate. You ain't no joke.
Chocolate.
Now, Cuban,
this was our topic for tonight. I saw a picture on Instagram, and it was like this dude cheated on his female. So she waited till he went to sleep, and she decided to literally shit on him, right? And somebody took a picture. And fucking
you shit on him while he was sleeping.
On Instagram. Now, what would you do if that situation happened to you?
She gone. Well, I'm getting shitted on, you mean?
Yes.
Literally.
Like,
literally.
Yeah.
I would take that shit right there. I would wake up, take that shit, and just mirror it all on her face. That's what I would do.
Make it what you doing it to you in the moment, yo? How you going to have somebody be with it to you in the moment?
Well, I can't be up. I got to be sleeping, right? So at the end of it, if I'm sleeping, I smell that shit. It's a wrap. I probably would laugh first, though, because I'll probably take a shit right back on her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'll probably tie her ass up and just take a shit right on her face.
Man, you can't even be worried about some stuff like that, Josh. You're going to beat the hell out of it. You might never beat a chick a day in your life, but you're going to beat the hell out of that one.
No, I won't even. I don't think I would hit that. I won't even do that.
Yeah, she would hit it up on you. Nah, man, oh man, that's cool. That's worth the Lorena Bobby. A dump.
Nah, I'll take a shit on her because I know my shit gonna stink more than her. She definitely gonna be more sorry than she did it. She will never shit on nobody again. She will never play with shit again in her life.
Yeah, I'm better than me. I'm fit for whole family ass. Everything. Grandmother, everything.
I go to her mother. I grab her mother and take a shit on her.
Hey, I'm a father, but I shit on
too. Oh,
well, that should be a shit war.
That's lucky because Bob said he was shit on the chick, he was shit on her kids, he was shit on her mama.
You went through the whole tree.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, she gonna have shitty nightmares for the rest of her life.
Just look, and the reason I'm doing that because they had that bitch. If you had a bitch and you wake up to want to shit on a nigga, I'm shitting on everybody in her family tree. I'm going to the great grandfather grave and shitting on that.
Yeah, she'll definitely be shitted on.
Now, hold on, because we still got two songs. Now, what song you wanted me to play next? The one featuring Hard Hitter or the one featuring Trey Songz?
You see, we talking about shitting on chicks. I mean, putting on a... But we gotta bring up the girls, the ladies. Yeah, you gotta bring up the ladies. So let's go with the Trey song.
Trey song, yeah.
Okay, introduce your song.
This is Cube Blink. This song right here, it's motherfucking Shorty. What your name is? Yeah, AKA I'm gonna shit on you.
Thank you.
your name? Elvira what?
Hancock.
What?
Hancock.
Hancock? Sound like a bird. Hancock. Flying around.
Ooh, shout it what your name is. Tell me what you're drinking on. See you got your little freaky on. What you doing after this? We got plenty of options. Don't need some perspective. You look just right for Bobbin. What you doing after this?
Like a gorilla, I'm a gorilla in Manila that'll rumble in your jungle. I lead like a foreman and grill him with the 1-2. Still keep it humble, real with the tongue too. But I ain't licking, I'm sticking it till it turns blue. Whether you black or white, red, yellow, half a dyke, I'ma tap it right, have your kitty on a bag of ice. Feed your appetite, wear a little raptor light. Give me the burger, I'm the burglar with the Mac tonight. I know you want it by the way that you brought it. You 2 seconds in the club and all the thugs already on it. But I don't really wanna own it, I just wanna moan it. Got a job for you if you're looking for employment. You know my slogan.
Hey, shawty, what your name is? Tell me what you're drinking on.
What you drinking on?
Got your little freaky on.
I see you.
What you doing after? Hey, baby, baby, who you came with? Tell me what her name is.
What her name is?
I'm trying to get acquainted.
Hey, hey.
What you doing after?
Now,
I can talk Spanish too. If I don't know what that you don't fuck.
sorry. I had a crush. I don't have crushes on rappers because I think they're just, you know, he used to be a whore. I think rappers are whores. But it was something about him back in the day. Like, you know, when him and Pun came out and I'm looking at him. And then even after the little situation happened, he got in a fight. I ain't even going to lie. I cried. I was like, oh, my God, look what Fat Joe did. I was ready to come to New York and shoot Fat Joe. Now, mind you,
why you cry? Someone's handling his business. Why you cry? That's why I said I give him the street credit. He backed down and he kept going at him, too. He didn't talk about no
operation. But I'm just saying, I just cried. Because for me, I was just like, this is crazy for the simple fact that this was a unit. You feel me? And it's, for me, being the type of person I am, I'm a bitch, right? So I have bitch ways, which means I'm emotional, I'm sentimental, you know, I'm soft. So it's like when, you know, someone is no longer holding a family together, then people's true motives come out, and I'm just like, that was fucked up, because had certain people still been here, that shit would have never happened. So I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, jealousy and envy is a motherfucker. And I was just upset about that because I'm like this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But, you know, it was just some shit that was stemming, that was bound to happen. And like you said, he was down in his business, he a street, he an OG or whatever, but from a bitch point of view, it's just like, oh, don't do that. That's not nice. Can we all just get along? But now, I'm glad that it happened. And God don't like ugly, because now, instead of keeping money, he should have been spreading it and sharing it. Now that bitch doing 4 months.
Your link's still on the line?
Yeah.
Yo, Fat Joe losing some weight, though, yo. You say he in the gym. He, you know, he's training with Mayweather. I don't know, bro. Yeah. I've seen him on a blog. He lost like 100 pounds, he said. Yo?
Cuban?
Still alive?
His number's still on.
You got him in trouble. You said you had a wife for you because why you going to masturbate with a dildo and shit to his voice? How you know his wife wasn't listening?
He got this bitch staff on the radio talking about she going to masturbate to his voice. That's awesome. That's a compliment. Shit, I wish somebody would tell the truth. I'm fucking with you. She don't say she has nothing else to masturbate to.
New York girlfriend's a little different than down south girlfriend. She about to get on that damn train and beat your ass.
Man.
Yeah, he's done for the night.
He's done for the night.
He's done for the night. Especially if she's Spanish. Nah, that go. That black bitch. You got a black bitch talking about you. Oh,
yo, this who you want to fuck your phone with at 12 o'clock at night? Who you want to fuck with?
Call her back right now. Call her back right now.
Call her back right
now. And I want to hear you tell her you're not fucking with him.
We all listen to each other's shows.
Oh, you shit. She ain't no fucking radio. You was talking to a bitch, right, Bye? You was talking to a bitch. Jocelyn, you fucked up everybody home. You fucked up 50 Tyson home. You fucked up Cuban home. Yo, you just say no. You ain't, yo. Oh man, you a bad influence, girl.
First of all, no, I did not mess up Cuban's home. His home is still good, and I did not mess up 50 Tyson's home. Thank you very much.
Oh shit, is he Shan still live with his wife? Cause you a mess. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Now, Mo is fucking up my potential business relationship with Cuban. You feel me?
Wait, hold on. Yo, y'all know this. Every time we on the show, she blame Mo. That's going to be my name for the show, Blame Mo. Don't blame me. I didn't say Cuban hang up. She said it.
Don't forget this.
He's a family man. He probably was sitting there with his wife, and then you just come out. I'm going to sit there with my kids on your face.
Listen, she could play with her little toy anytime she wants.
Yeah.
Now you got to give it a name. You got to call it Cubanito. You got to name your toy Cubanito now.
Cubanito.
Cubanito.
Papá, papá. Hold that shit, papá.
Now, Mo, judging from the way he sounded, this business relationship is still salvageable. So there's
no, you good. Hold on. Chocolate. He's a New York nigga. He's smart. He hung up before it got hot. You understand? Listen, number one, when he was talking, you kept pausing. We was like, chocolate, because we know you was masturbating in the back. So listen, he caught the whiff of that.
You know, that's a hard thing to explain too, to you know, especially when they know you like that. Yeah, my girl, she knew I'm Cuban Link. She knows that, you know, this is who I am. Like, you know, I got a large ladies' fan base, and it doesn't matter. Like, you know, when you get into a relationship with somebody, especially, you know, when you're an artist already, they already, you know, it's like they never knew you.
Not for nothing. He probably told, you know, the stories he was telling us, he probably forgot to tell her. So she was listening in the back.
She got me over here confessing the shit in the pool. She got me like, Rufo, I think you fucked in the pool.
Why did you fuck raw in the pool, Bob? You told me you never fucked somebody real. Who you fucked in the pool raw, Bob?
All I'm saying is, this.
Let them know, Cuban. Put that disclaimer out. That was the past. That was the past.
You know, I just told a little secret. That was the past. You told me everything, Bob. Why you ain't tell me that? She fucking sneak in the bathroom. My daughter was mad at you. Why you ain't tell me that?
She's gonna be like, yo, why you fuck my mom in the bathroom? You fuck my mom in the bathroom? For real?
You told me you didn't fuck her.
You said y'all was just talking.
Yeah, man.
The worst thing that I've heard from a rapper, fucking a mother and, like, oh, wow. Like, you know, the mother and daughter thing, like, wow.
Yeah, the mom's is hot, though.
Mom's
is all right.
That's what's
mom Dukes is a doña. In Spanish, you call him doña. Yeah, she had a fat little ass and pretty still. Like, she was good. She was, like, 40.
Yeah, I got
a good boy.
I got to give it to them. Older Spanish women be looking hot, yo. You seen them from the back, they be walking. He's like, ma, they turn around and look, 9,000 in the face. He's like, yo, what's up?
She was good. She was good.
They body stay right, though.
Yeah, they body stay up the park, big time.
But it's just it was just in the moment. You know that sex, like sex in the moment, like, that's the freaky shit to me. Let's fuck behind a tree or something in the middle of Times Square. Like, shit like that. It's like fucking freaky. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if it's true what they say about the Spanish guys.
I don't know. I've never been with one. Never will be.
I've never been with nobody.
Spanish men? No disrespect to the black men, but, you know, Spanish men are very sensual. They're very erotic. They're very passionate. And they love fuck all the time.
Everything you said just contradicts fucking.
Yeah.
Everything you said just contradicts fucking. Those niggas, they like to make love.
We don't like to
niggas
do that.
Niggas fuck.
Like
fuck. We fuck.
That's it. Hardcore.
Spanish, the Latin dudes, from what you said, they like to make love. That's why y'all be sprung over them.
Yeah, they want to suck your toes and everything. They be forgetting about your pussy. We want the pussy. We want to fuck the pussy. Okay? Your titties
you know
don't do shit for me.
Y'all just gave me the solution to my problem, because all the black men I'm fucking, once I fuck them, they not giving me no comeback dick. So maybe I need to go find a Spanish motherfucker.
Yo, you find a Spanish man, you find yourself a good man.
Hold on.
A good lovemaker.
Listen, I'm going to give you
a little. What'd you say? What'd you call him? I'm a throwback. Just give me the pussy once.
You want to hear something crazy? I feel you, bro. You want to hear something crazy? Y'all say all that shit as women, but women love a nigga that fuck. Y'all full of shit. The new women, the new day women, listen, nowadays women, pretty pussies out here you want to eat. You know how many bitches be like, nah, I don't like my pussy ate. Real talk. Like, they like to fuck. The new bitches want to fuck. They want the dick. You throwback, bro. Y'all want to get yourself toes sucked in your titties. A titty can't do shit for me. I take a black ass with a fat ass any time.
Yeah, I met a lot of...
No ass I can't do nothing with at all. I titty fuck and I get bored. You understand? Like, nah, that shit... Bitch, move your titties out the way. Pull them up out or something.
I met some hardcore joints though. I met some nice little pretty innocent joints that just love getting that rough sex stuff.
Yeah, they nice and petite and they got the nice ass and I don't care about how big their titties are. That
pick
ass
them up, throw
nice
them against
friend.
The wall, choke them the fuck out, talk shit, shit on them, got their hair, make them call you daddy, get down there, catch them shit in your mouth. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the chicks I like.
That's
right. I don't want Miss Wright. I want Miss Wright fucking now.
There you go. I want a bitch that just want to fuck. Just fuck me all night, yo. Fuck me. Just fuck. Don't fuck all that sucking on my chest and all that. Bitch, you can't buy. You sucking on my chest don't do shit to me. You know
what
I'm saying?
Suck your dick
and
eat.
Nah, don't
fuck.
Suck my dick. Beg to suck my dick. Uh-huh.
Wait.
I mean, you need that. You need that in your life. I'm gonna have to interject, y'all. You know what it is? It's different strokes for different folks. At the same time, like cause I love me a dirty bitch sometimes. I love me a dirty bitch sometimes. What's up? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You said you like your dirty bitch sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I like me a dirty bitch. She does dirty shit, you know, dirty shit in freaky ways. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you also need that tender chick, you know what I'm saying, that the kisses behind the neck and all that. That's special. It's special, but even though a hooker could do that to you and you feel good, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, a nigga needs that. Can't just be about, You can't just be about just banging a chick, grabbing the head, banging her out every time. You can't be. You got to be, you know, different. You got to be different all the time. I'm up to that.
It's different levels of fucking when you fucking a different level of chick. You got three levels. You got the ones you just want to get the nut and make her go home. You understand? You got the second level where you might give her a little something. Then you got the third level. The third level is the bitch you want to stick around. You understand? You give all the dick. You give all the fucking. You give her the all.
Yeah, but
you understand?
Yeah, but
you can't do that.
You probably won't even like. I won't even think that I will like. You just for that affection. I'm saying that a nigga needs that affection, regardless if it's a three level shit or it's just that one time. Even with the same chick, there's a dirty bitch. The one time that she wants to just cut
her
off.
It's level to that. It's level to
that. I just feel a nigga needs that, though. A nigga needs that. It depends on the mood you're in.
You know
like,
what?
You know
no matter what a guy say, they all want that type of affection. They always talking all that trash. Talking, nah, I just want to smash. No. They be wanting somebody that they can hold and cuddle and all this other stuff with.
But that's when you turn a nigga out. That's when your girls know how to turn a nigga out when you do that. When they do that, it's like, okay, that's just like you said, level one chick to turn into a level three chick.
I don't want that level three shit. That's the chick
you
that make you that she come in, she fuck up the whole game. You start thinking like, damn, this is the one I could settle down with. I don't want that shit.
You gotta get the fuck out too.
That's why
thing.
You gotta
get the fuck out
after
you do that.
Level. My nigga, listen, you give
the thing with me. The thing with me is that I need it for that moment, that beautiful moment.
that's a beautiful moment. I get the fuck out after that because I don't like I like sleeping alone.
You know,
because at the end of the day, it's like, I just got that feeling from you. I hope you got it from me. We enjoyed ourselves. We had a great time together. Now, I'll see you later. You know what I'm saying?
That's not
going to
work. That's not going to work because that's when you get a stalker, bitch. If you give that one night stand, the third level dick, they become stalkers. They fuck up your home. You understand? That's why you got it. Mentally, when you meet her, when we see a chick, it's just like, oh, bitch, watch us. The first thing they look is for your dick prank. You understand? They see you cute, you got little muscles. Then they look down. You know what I mean? Then they get to know you, get your conversation going. We do the same thing with chicks. Because once I start conversing with her and she sounds dumb, I see I can't keep her around. Because I can't stand a dumb bitch. I don't care how pretty she is. I let go of a lot of pretty dumb bitches. Because if I can't have an intellectual conversation with you, is annoying. You understand? If I can't tell you to pick me up this and you can't read or this or that and you can't pick it up, I
nigga
can't do it.
Nigga said pretty dumb bitch.
You gotta be careful.
You got them pretty dumb bitches out there. It's a lot of pretty dumb. You got them, what we call them, blondes, them black blondes. You got them out there.
The blonde moment?
Yeah, dumb, dry moments. A bitch just be looking in the air for no fucking reason. Like, sure, you all right? Anything all right? Then I'll be scared to fuck them. If they did, if
those
they
are
get
these
that
bitches,
back,
though.
Yeah, I won't fuck them. If a bitch get too psychotic, I can't trust her. Like Kay Michelle, she'll give you the pussy and everything, and the bitch will turn around and say you raped her. We don't need that. She don't remember.
Yeah, Kay Michelle looks a little.
You know,
she gets a little schizo on people. Yeah, I can see her. Like,
she's schizo chick. Every chick is bipolar, but that schizo chick is dangerous.
Yeah.
You understand?
Dangerous,
she
dangerous.
I get the kiss. The next thing you know, the motherfucking police at your door. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, they go in. I mean, when a girl has feelings for you, I mean, they're sometimes, I mean, most of them, they don't, there's no boundaries for them. They'll do anything to keep you. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? They go against fucking rules to go get you. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, for them to be with you. So that's why you can't give them that good thing.
Hold on. I'm not taking nothing from us niggas either, because some of us niggas don't know how to act. There's a lot of lying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about. When you get that third level shit, it fucks you up. Because it's no longer, you stop thinking like you normally would think. And you start thinking like, well, I'm not going to say normally, but you just start thinking like, damn, she good. She got a good job. She take care of the house. She make sure I'm satisfied. She do her thing in the bedroom. Fuck, I need all these other chicks for. I got one right here. Then the minute you lock them down, you're like, yo, who are you? Where the fuck did this bitch come from?
Because everybody
everybody's
a clone. You gotta remember.
That's the game of love, though. That's the game of love, my nigga.
First thing a nigga do is lay down.
I don't want love. Let's just pretend and then call it a night.
The problem is, bro,
I mean, that's a safe way. That's a safe way. At the end of the day, you get a little older, though, you're gonna want that person that you know.
Like my friend said, yo, you're gonna end up. Alone and miserable. I said, yeah, motherfucker, but I'm going to have great fucking stories.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, you know what? Y'all hear her talking all this shit, right? What can he come down here in September? I'm going to do a special show.
Nah, I ain't messing with you, Chuck. You ain't going to have me outside in the daytime with a flashlight looking for your ass. Yeah.
Charles, what up,
bro?
What's
good,
my
nigga?
Yo.
Dang, Chuck, he running from you, Chuck?
No. She's that one I'm talking about. Dang, like, you settle down, you start thinking, damn, I get all this good pussy every day. She holding her house. All I got to do is get a job and move
wrong.
In.
Bro, I fuck with you hard, nigga. You know how we do. You heard
yeah.
me? Y'all could be that chick that you know in the back of your mind, listen, I'm going to have to just fuck her good and leave her alone. I want her to be home biting her fingers like, should I go to New York?
Nah, I can't do that. I can't do that to her. Like, me and her, we too close at this point. We know each other too well. So I can't shit on her like that.
That's
not
shit on her.
You
know how, Mo, you already know. The speech I give him when we first meet, my I ain't shit, ain't got shit, ain't never gonna be shit. So if you fuck with me, don't expect shit.
Heard what I tell a bitch, yo. I said, listen, I ain't no sugar daddy, but I'm a salt daddy because I give a bitch high blood pressure. I ain't paying no rent.
Shit. keep it real.
Yeah, I've been good. I've been good, though. I've been good.
I give you
good.
High tough. I ain't paying your rent, so call me a tough daddy. That's it. Fuck a sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, if you find a good person, whether it be a man or a woman, and they everything you look for and it's working, yo, rock out. I'm happy for you. Don't let nobody throw shit in the game because people are always going to be miserable if they see you happy. But for me,
he's been with her for 6 years. So he found something or not something.
Actually,
he found
she
someone
stuck with him
because
he has a temper, you can tell.
I mean, whatever,
I was
whatever.
Pray for her.
Both, remember, relationship is compromises on both sides. So she sacrificed, he sacrificed, and it's working. And I'm happy for you, bro. I love you. Rock out, and don't let nobody throw shit in your game, because friends and family will fuck your shit up because they're miserable.
That's all day. That's all day.
Fucked his home up with that bullshit.
That's all day, though, my nigga. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's a test, though. That's how you know it's a test. At the end of the day, if it's real love like that, then nobody should get involved. I mean,
absolutely.
In the middle of shit. In their mind. But it's always going to happen. It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's just watch out, you know, the effects of how you take it, how they take it.
Right. Because
you know, sometimes they go, you know, Mom Dukes might tell her something, and, you know, she got to go against her own moms for you. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard position to be in, but that's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what she got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, you know, if you got love for her like that, you know, you're doing everything right by her. So, you know, that's what she got to know. But, you know, situations like that. When you find the right one, know you find the right one. At the end of the day, they're going to love you. Through whatever. That's what I'm saying.
Don't love me. Just fuck me. Don't love me. Just fuck me.
Yeah, but you can fuck all day, my nigga. You know, us niggas can fuck. You talking to a nigga that fucked over like 2,000 bitches, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying it. I say it bluntly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? It did anything. Fuck all the colors. Purple bitches, too. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, damn. Like, you know, not just sitting back and being like, oh, I wish I could have one and I could have lived their life with. I like the pussy shit like that. But when they come to you, you can feel the aura. You know what I'm saying? Just the energy that attracts both of y'all. And
you
know, and
they come to me,
that,
I just
want to
feel their ovaries.
Hey, yo, shoot.
And then
hey,
what?
Hey, yo,
and then what? You fill up their ovaries, and then what? They're going to have a fucking kid, and then the kid is going to be like,
no, I just want to feel them. I want to get deep into their ovaries, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo,
How old are you? How old are you?
Me?
I'm 38.
Yeah.
I'm 42.
Nah, for real, man.
You
stop 40?
I'm serious.
No, oh.
That nigga not no 42, man.
I'm dead ass.
Like, I'm 38. That nigga 42.
I'm not ashamed
of
my age. I'm happy.
Oh,
I'm living
42.
My second childhood right now.
God damn. So you're right there. I can't tell you shit then. Go ahead, my nigga. Play on. I'm going to play on. No, fuck that. I feel you. You first of all, you sound like you like fucking like 1920, my nigga. That's a compliment. Your words ain't no young. Your words, but at the end of the day, you sound like you're a young cat.
Nah.
My son said 2,000 bitches. I think I stopped counting in college.
I'm thinking my hit list was bad. This motherfucker
yeah, yeah.
competing with Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, yeah, I'm
no,
okay.
I gotta
I mean,
go.
I say the minimum of two. The minimum.
God, 18-hour drive, guys. I got an 18-hour drive. So I'm going to have to holler at y'all because I'm leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No fucking on the road.
I'm going back to...
No, nothing on the road. You just drive, and when it's time for somebody else to drive, no stopping at the pit stops, no getting anything done on the highway because...
Listen, if you're going with your boo, fuck them, suck them on the way.
Yeah, just post video.
I don't. Unfortunately, I have no boo. I have no boo, but I'm not gonna be doing nothing nasty on the road. Now, I wish I could.
Wait, where
you
going? Where are you going?
Back to Atlanta.
Oh, from where?
From Buffalo, New York. I gotta stop. I live in Atlanta, but I had to come to Buffalo to take care of some business for some clients. Now I gotta go back.
Have a good
Atlanta.
You got the Atlanta dunk? You got that donkey dunk?
Oh, my God. I'm skinny. I'm real skinny.
Mom, that's my speed right there.
Shut up. I said I was skinny. No, I'm real skinny.
Yeah, you real
skinny. Skinny,
skinny,
yeah. Skinny could take a big one.
They got butt food and they
food. Skinny girls could take the biggest
ones
to hers.
I'm not skinny. I'm far from skinny. I'm far
You said skinny.
Mommy, and she got a big ass. And she like it from the back. Her back shots are crucial.
Damn, you strapped on and gave it to her? What the fuck?
No, they're crazy.
See,
next time
you know,
show, can I watch?
No, because see, what's going to happen
is
me and Cuban, we're going to start talking on Twitter because I'm going to get him engaged in Twitter more because he's going to see all the tweets that he got. And me and him, we're going to put our hands together, and we're going to find her somebody special. Yes.
Cuban.
We're going to find
Cuban.
Somebody that
Cuban.
Can handle all that.
Yo, Cuban,
yeah.
You still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
Don't let chocolate fuck up your home.
No, chocolate good. Chocolate good. She good.
Yo, Cuban, you know 50, listen, you know 50 Tyson, Cuban?
Yeah, the 50 Tyson is,
you know,
yeah, 50
Tyson?
Yeah, I think.
Hey, that's her boyfriend. That's
her
mom's boyfriend.
Yeah, is he a little slow? Like, is he slow?
He's a little slow. He a lot of slow.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, he got problems, though. Like, he takes medications and shit. Like, that's slow.
Nah, he got autism. He's autistic.
Yeah, he's autistic.
I'm supposed to be
yeah,
off
yeah.
this line. Look, I can't play with y'all. Y'all crazy.
Yeah, we all
knew about him. I just never knew about him. Like, I've seen him, man. He always acts like he's kind of slow, but I think that's just for cameras and shit. I think he's trying to get on or some
no,
kind of shit.
No, that's
but,
I had him on the show, and I didn't want to treat him like a special person. So, you know,
yeah.
I treated him like a normal person and asked him questions like, do you like getting your dick sucked, and do you fuck a lot of bitches?
You got that sexy voice too. You got that little girl voice. Hey, Michelle A. voice.
I mean, I hate having this voice because I'm 44 years old, so it's kind of hard for people to take me serious. You know what I mean? So, you know, with the help of Mo,
I can imagine you screaming, yo. Huh.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
you know what? Miss Boss Lady, I'm going to send you on Twitter the link to the video.
Oh, girl.
Miss Boss Lady.
Cuban.
Miss Boss Lady, I love you. You know that. You're my baby.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't do that. Man, she's my baby. She's my baby.
I only have one request of you. I only have one request. When you see this video, right? Don't judge me.
What's up?
Hey, that video is funny. He was serenading her and everything on the video.
That little nigga sang a song to her. He was touching himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck up.
Oh, yeah. He can't control those feelings. He's straight up. He's straight up. You know, the autistic kids, they did just call out. They pull out their fucking cannon and start just blasting off like that. They don't play no games. You know that shit.
Yo, she turned the little nigga out. She had him. Yo, in Cuba, she said, you ever got your dick sucked? He said, I taste it.
Oh, man. I got to check that out. I got to see that video.
Well, you know what? We have kept Cuban on the line long enough, and I'm not going to drag myself to any more ridicule from Mo about 50 Tyson and the video and him wanting to hold me down and him giving me a shout-out. I appreciate your modeling. I appreciate you doing porn, and I appreciate you doing the radio show. This motherfucker just called me a porn star on YouTube and like it.
Thank you, baby. Thank you for having me, for real. Thank you for having me. I had a great time. Yeah, I already know. I got to, when I shoot that way, I told Miss Bo's lady already that I got to make some connects so we could definitely get up on some live shit and do it for real.
Oh, for sure. I'm in North Carolina, you know, the same state that you fucked the chick by the dumpster. That's where I'm at. So, you know, you want to come through here on your way to Atlanta. But after, this weekend, I'm going to write a blog about you being on the show and everything like that. And then I'll get, I'll have, your music and different videos and stuff like that on YouTube and the link from the show so everybody can listen to it. And I'll have pictures of you, and then it'll be promoted for, 2 weeks.
She's
going to
take the ball off the wall.
Yes, so I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm so happy because now I fulfilled one of my fantasies. I got to speak to somebody that I had a crush on. Yes.
Oh, okay, that's beautiful. Yeah. Remember, you got a nickname, your little toy, Cubani el Cubanito. You got a nickname, that toy.
Cubanito?
Little Cubanito.
Cubanito, el Cubanito.
Yeah. You know what? I can't say all that. I'm going to call it CB. How about that?
But much love to y'all, man, for having me. Thank y'all. Y'all already know. Right now, I'm about to go do a little video spot. Some local kids around my way, they're doing a little video. So I'm going to just give them a little cameo.
I thought he was about to make a fuck flick. My bad.
But good looking, yo, my G's, man. Y'all stay up. Much love, man. And y'all already know, man. When y'all see me, holler at the boy, man. My nigga,
watch
my wings.
Nigga,
if
be
you
safe.
See me around, you don't give me a holler, my nigga.
Keep doing your thing, my nigga.
Ah, yeah, be good. Chocolate City, love you, baby.
Chuck, I'll talk to you later, bit.
All right, my G's. Y'all be good.
See y'all Friday. Bye.
Mo, I'ma holler.